When you go to vote in the March presidential primary, you'll see different new voting machines, and some of those machines are in Athens now for a sneak preview. WUGA's Sophie Gratis has the story.
Following the 2018 midterm elections, there was a sense of chaos. Allegations of hacking and voter suppression ran rampant across party lines, and in Georgia and Florida, ballot recounts and extended deadlines delayed results for tight races. After a federal judge denied a request to move to a paper ballot system last August, a new generation of voting machines are being rolled out across Georgia. The ballot marking devices, or BMDs for short, have already been used in six counties for local elections that happened last November. In Athens-Clarke County, the Board of Elections is preparing for the presidential primary in March by holding voting demonstrations at various locations around town.
What'll come up first is your title page of the ballot that you'll be voting on. Then you hit next.
At the Athens Community Career Academy, elections assistant Lisa McGlawn works through a practice ballot on a BMD. The ballot is what she describes as a civics test, asking general questions to give voters an opportunity to test the machine. The BMD is nothing like its predecessor, clunky-looking machines which had been in use since 2002. This system involves one large touchscreen with a printer beside it and a scanner that sits on a large lockbox. Throughout the process, multiple prompts and instructions for what to do next are visible on the screen.
Let's say you make a choice and you've decided that that's not the person you want to vote for. You just touch it again, it clears the page, and you can again choose the one that you've decided that you want, and then hit next.
Voters have the chance to go to the previous screen and change their responses. At the end, voters can review their completed ballot, and two final prompts ask if the voter is sure they're done.
Your paper ballot has printed out. It shows you your choices written out again. You can look at it one more time. You have not voted yet.
This is where it gets tricky. Georgia's previous machines recorded and submitted ballot choices electronically upon completion. But the BMD system requires a paper ballot as the final casted vote. The paper ballot that prints out is just a way for voters to review their ballot one more time. A QR code on the paper ballot is what contains all the information from the electronic ballot.
At the end of the process, there'll be either one or two scanners for you to put your ballot in, and this is when you actually vote. You do not leave the polling place with your paper ballot. That's probably the most important thing I can say. If a voter walks out with their paper ballot in their hand and comes back in and attempts to vote that ballot, we can't let them.
We're going to have to put enough of workers in place that the voters have the knowledge of knowing that that is a ballot. It's not a receipt.
That's Charlotte Sosby, Athens-Clarke County Director of Elections and Voter Registration. In addition to having extra poll workers at precincts on Election Day, she says those workers will be receiving training sessions to get them comfortable with the new machines. But what happens if there are any malfunctions?
There is a Plan B, and that Plan B has been in place since we've been electronic voting. When the system is not working as it should, then there's a paper ballot. So we'll have paper ballots on hand at our polling locations that if something happens, we can go paper.
Mykesha Ross, vice president of the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement, has some concerns after going through the test ballot.
My concern is what I asked her as far as like people making the mistakes and saying, oh, well, I did this wrong. How many times will they allow that person to mess up before casting their vote? But the process, I think, to me, is a lot easier. And I'm glad that we get a paper ballot to see what we actually did versus it being on a computer.
Sosby says Athens-Clarke County's new machines will be delivered in early February and stored until Election Day. Testing will be available at the Board of Elections until February 5th. In preparation for the March 24th presidential primary, she encourages voters to check their status and assigned precinct, make sure they have an acceptable form of ID, and take advantage of early voting.
This is the first time us using this equipment. Will there be mistakes? Possibly. But we're going to learn from the mistakes. We're going to learn the system together with our voters, with our poll workers, with our media. We're going to learn it together. So March 24th is going to tell us a lot.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Sophie Gratis.